Now there went out with him great multitudes, and he turned and said unto them, If a man cometh unto me, and hateth not his own father, and mother, and wife, and children, and brethren, and sisters, yea, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. Whosoever doth not bear his own cross, and come after me, cannot be my disciple. For which of you, desiring to build a tower, doth not set down and count the cost, whether he have wherewith to complete it? Lest happily, when he hath laid a foundation, and is not able to finish, all that, behold, began to mock him, saying, This man began to build, and was not able to finish. Or what king, as he goeth to encounter another king in war, will not set down first and take counsel whether he is able with 10,000 to meet him that cometh against him with 20,000? Or else, while the other is yet a great way off, he sendeth an ambassage and asketh conditions of peace. So, therefore, whosoever he be of you that renounceth not all that he hath, he cannot be my disciple. Luke 14:25-32. Have you given thought to the cost of discipleship, or even what it means to be a disciple? A disciple is literally a learner, to learn, indicating thought accompanied by endeavor, in contrast to a teacher. Hence, it denotes one who follows one's teaching. As we see a contrast between the teacher and the disciple, it behooves us to ask the question, as a Christian, do I accept the position of a disciple? Or do I attempt to be the teacher of my own salvation? Throughout the scriptures, we can read of individuals who attempt to do the latter. That is, they became the source and provider of their religion. On a number of occasions, the Apostle Paul spoke of such individuals, saying, Because that, knowing God, they glorified him not as God, neither gave thanks, but became vain in their reasonings, and their senseless heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the incorruptible God for the likeness of an image of corruptible man, and of birds, and of four-footed beast, and creeping things. Romans 1:21-23. And again, For I bear them witness that they have a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge. For being ignorant of God's righteousness, and seeking to establish their own, they did not subject themselves to the righteousness of God. Romans 10:2-3. When Jesus was among his people, and he came forth and saw a great multitude, and he had compassion on them, because they were as sheep, not having a shepherd, and he began to teach them many things, Mark 6:34, he would have taught them as he did when he taught on the mount, as one having authority and not as their scribes, Matthew 7:28. When the Lord told the apostles, Go ye therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them into the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, he did so based upon the premise, All authority hath been given unto me in heaven and on earth. Matthew 28:18-19. Thank you for joining us for Daily Bread. This is Ross Triplett encouraging you to remember the words of the Lord saying, If ye abide in my word, then are ye truly my disciples. John 8:31. Are you truly a disciple of Jesus Christ?